This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Ian's targeting South Carolina's coast today and the city of Charleston. Winds this morning were 85 miles per hour. The AP's Meg Kennard is in Charleston.
Officials have been warning people to get to higher ground if they can. Many areas along South Carolina's coast are obviously low-lying and right there at sea level.
The storm could dump up to 8 inches of rain in spots, and that means there could be flooding from South Carolina to Virginia. At least 4 people are known dead in Florida, where Ian came ashore on Wednesday as a Category 4 hurricane. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Bridges, piers, homes, and businesses have been heavily damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Ian in Florida.
I think I'm out of Florida.
James Burdett thought he would be safe in his North Fort Myers home, but at the height of Hurricane Ian, he had to find shelter in the neighbor's brick house across the street.
I literally watched my house disappear with everything in it.
Burdett adds all he could do was watch.
Things starting to fly. Luna and I went off. Part of the roof went off. The rest of the roof went off. The walls caved in. And here I am to pick through what I have left.
He says after losing everything, he just wants out of the state and find a place away from the storms. I'm Tim McGuire.
Moscow is annexing 4 occupied regions of Ukraine today after a vote in Ukraine widely seen in the West as a sham. Russia is opening more military enlistment offices near its borders in what appears to be an effort to intercept some of the Russian men of fighting age who are trying to get out of the country to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. 2 rock climbers were found dead near a Southern California peak near Idlewild. No word yet on why they died. The average 30-year mortgage is now 6.7%, says Freddie Mac. This is AP News. A California senior care home is being sued after a resident's poisoning death. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The family of a woman who died after she accidentally was served dishwashing liquid as juice at a San Francisco Bay Area care home has sued the facility. 93-year-old Trudy Maxwell was one of 3 people hospitalized after accidentally being served dishwashing liquid instead of drinking juice at the Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo. The lawsuit contends that the liquid was more toxic than Drano and destroyed her digestive tract. The facility says a staff member filled a pitcher with liquid dishwashing detergent that has a nearly identical consistency and color to cranberry juice, with the intention of dispensing the liquid into a commercial dishwashing machine. The facility says that another staff member picked it up, mistaking it for juice, and served it to 3 residents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.